Blog Talk Radio.
Presented today by Impact Media. Shout out to those guys. Of course, there's a bunch of things we want to get to. Appreciate you joining us. It's so hard. I'm not sure what to tell you guys. I mean, you guys watch the game. We all watch the game. I mean, I don't get it. I don't know how you get an outcome like that. It left me pretty much speechless, except for that's what happens when you can't kick it between the uprights. I'm not saying it's all on Myers, but this time it had a lot to do with it. I mean, when they got rid of Scobie, we thought, okay, well, this young guy is going to grow with the team. He's going to be the new guy. That's what I told you guys, and I have Scobie news here in a minute, if you guys don't already know it. But just given how, I mean, the team didn't deserve that. The fans, you guys don't deserve that. Nobody deserves that. You guys, man, you go out there and you fight hard. And all you had to do, Myers, was put one of the three or four different kicks into between the uprights. That's a game you should have won. You guys know that. But, you know, I'm going to try to keep it positive today after I go over one more bit of news. Just tough. It's, like I said, nobody deserves to lose like that. And, you know, it is what it is. We're going to think positive. We're going to get up through here. So, as we like to do, we're going to start bringing this to this show as well. Moving on. And, of course, as we move on, I'm going to tell you that the Pittsburgh Steelers released Josh Scobie. Like I said, after this bit of news, we'll try to get into positive stuff. You know, Scobie was having some issues up there. I am going to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I'm going to say it had something to do with the holder or the snapper. I don't know them personally, but it has a lot to do with it sometimes. It's not just the kicker. And I'll say the same thing for Myers. Maybe he's not used to Carson Tinker snapping the ball because Carson's one of the best in the league. He's not used to the holder. I'm unsure who the holder is. Chad Henne, maybe? But either way, I don't think he's comfortable with those people yet. And I think that's part of Scobie's problem. But Pittsburgh is a team that's trying to battle up there and thinks they have a playoff shot. I'm not so sure anymore. But they got rid of Scobie. So Scobie should be back in the Jacksonville area. The Bold City Brigade reached out and said they were going to have a special guest at the Tampa Takeover with them and the Hooligans going to Tampa with a big trip. If you guys are going, be careful, be safe, have fun, represent as only you guys can. But they said their guest is not Josh Scobie and that if Scobie did want to go, they would pick up the tab. So Scobie, if you're listening or you know or somebody – listening right now that knows Scobie wants to tell him, I'd take him up on that. Because you've been more than generous to the Jacksonville community and the Jacksonville fan base, so it's the least they could do. But, yeah, like I said, you probably should see him around Jacksonville more. Maybe Curtis Dvorak can get him on TV. Those two would make a pretty killer media duo. But moving on, you know, Scobie will bounce back. He'll be okay. Moving on, let's talk about this game. I'm going to go over some of the stats because these stats sound like winning stats to me. First of all, kudos to Matt Hasselbeck. To be a backup and come in this league, throw 47 times, 30 completions, 282 yards, and a touchdown. Hey, good for you, Matt Hasselbeck, who just turned 40, by the way. Good for you. But as far as Jacksonville goes, I mean, kind of a week after I say something about I'm not sure on Blake, he had a pretty killer game. 28 for 50. Obviously, they had the overtime, so there's the extra throws there. Remember, I don't really want him throwing that much, but they kind of had to. That was just a better way they were moving the ball, even though Yeldon had a pretty good day. We'll get into. But 28 completions, 298 yards. Man, he was so close to 300. Had the touchdown, no interceptions. That is the number I like the most. Of course, T.J. Yeldon, 22 carries, 105 yards, including the 36-yarder. That was pretty cool. Allen Hurns, 11 catches for 116 yards and the lone touchdown of the day. You got Allen Robinson, 4 catches for 80 yards, including the 48-yarder. Mercedes Lewis is getting on the action, 5 catches there, 4 catches for Clay Harbor. Seems like they're trying to get the tight ends involved in this scheme, and I definitely like it. Brian Walters and T.J. Yeldon with some catches as well. Of course, there was the fumbles by Bortles, Hurns, Nick Marshall, and then, of course, the ones that were recovered by Cyprian and Avery Jones. You look in... Cyprian has 14 tackles. Telvin Smith has 9. Colvin was 6. Sample was 6. I mean, the tackling was up. Quarterback hits were up. They had 7 or 8 clean shots on Hasselbeck. But at the end of the day, it just wasn't enough. Just something this team is having trouble with, and the final score ended up being 16-13. You can't let Adam Vinatieri beat you. Jason Myers, he was 2 for 4, but he was really 2 for 5 because we all know that other one missed, even though the timeout was called. Jacksonville just can't close out games. And that's something that you have to work on. I don't really know how you work on that. You just have to be able to close out the game and end it, because this game should have been ended in the fourth quarter, and it just wasn't. I mean, I think that's kind of the Achilles heel now. They have to learn to close out games. And I think they can do it. It's not that they're not talented enough. And, you know, even given what happened in Miami earlier with Philbin getting fired, Gus Bradley may be 8-28. There may be only a handful of coaches to ever coach past a number like that. I don't think he'd be fired right now. But if they don't pick up a win in the next couple weeks, I don't know. It's Gus is a good guy. I like Gus, and I like the way he's done things with his team. I just, you know, it's ultimately not my decision. And if owner Khan decides he may want to go in a different direction, or that it's just not quite to his standard, I mean, I don't think we'll be surprised. We may not like it, may not agree with it, but it is what it is. We're going to get into a preview here in a few minutes as we move on again. We're going to move on. I'm going to preview the rest of the division, and then I'm going to come back and preview the Jacksonville-Tampa Bay. I'm going to update you on some injuries, and then I'm going to give you the 3 keys on how they're going to beat Tampa this week. Going around the division, of course, if you want to be a part of the show, you can click the links on social media, or you can call 347-826-7448. You'd love to be a part of the show. We're going to be on for about another 19 and a half minutes or something like that. So if you got a question, comment, concern, suggestion, we can take your pizza order, but I can't guarantee that I'm going to get it to you. But in case you wanted to call on that one, previewing around the league. Houston obviously lost 48-21 to Atlanta. The 21 points they got was in garbage time, and it was against a bunch of third stringers for Atlanta. So obviously they still have no offense, and their defense was not very good. It was J.J. Watt and about 20% Clowney. And besides Merciless and a couple others, there really wasn't much going on for their defense. Houston's very vulnerable right now. And of course, this week they got Indianapolis at home, and that's going to be the Thursday night football game. Andrew Luck looks like he is going to play, so it's really going to come down to two bad defenses, a bad offense, and Andrew Luck. So I think you got to go Andrew Luck on that one, but I mean, that's going to give them such an advantage in the standing. It's going to really put them out there. So, you know, as it gets closer, tune into the other shows, and I'll give you my predictions from there. Tennessee was on a bye, so, of course, they didn't lose, but they didn't win as well. They're actually being dormant. They will move into second place in the division behind Indianapolis. Of course, Buffalo is going to be in Tennessee this week for that game. Buffalo's got a killer defense and a offense that's emerging, so, you know, good chance Tennessee may not win that game. That's always a bonus. In fact, I would take Buffalo in that one, hands down, 4 out of 5 times. And then, of course, Jacksonville with the loss 16-13 to Indy. Like I said, Indy's going to be at Houston for Thursday Night Football. I'll talk more about that on Thursday's End Zone show. But the injuries.
Get over here!
Yep, it's there is a Mortal Kombat, not Bortles, Mortal Kombat of injuries here. Just from this game, Paul Posluszny, Paz as we like to call him, sprained his ankle. I think he'll be okay. I think he may play. Last I heard. Things could change. Could have had bad information, too. Aaron Colvin hurt his shoulder, and so did safety James Sample. I don't know their statuses yet. I'm going to check with Frank, who was on the show a couple weeks ago, and as soon as I find out something, I will definitely let you guys know. Still don't know when Julius Thomas is going to come back. Hopefully in the next game or so, but I don't know. I would really like to see him in this offense. I think it would bolster it a little bit more. But, hey, the Jaguars are averaging like 20 points a game, even though they only had 13 this time. They're getting up there and showing, but you got to average 25 or 30 if you're going to give up that many. But that is what it is. And as we move into our last point of the show here, then we'll close up shop early. We'll let you guys get to your day. The Monday night game coming up is Detroit at Seattle. I would say, I don't know, you got to kind of take Seattle for their defense maybe, but at the same time, Stafford can sling. I'm going to say take Seattle. They're going to win by 7 to 10 points. Probably so. Anyway, last thing. Three keys to beating Tampa Bay, who are just have one win as well, and if they get blown out again, there's a good chance Lovie Smith could be on the board, which would not be a bad thing if he took over if Gus were to be let go. I like Gus a little more than Lovie right now, but of course if I had to pick between the two, I don't know. It'd be a change of pace. It'd be a little different. At the same time, Gus, we hope you stick around. But as I say, lastly, the three keys to beating Famous Jameis and the Buccaneers. Don't want to establish a run early. You can do that later. I want you to air it out. I want to see Bortles airing it out to Allen Hurns and Mercedes Lewis and Allen Robinson and anybody else who wants to run out there. So key number one, air it out. Key number two, you have to force Winston to scramble. I didn't say run. I don't want him running all over the place, even though he's capable. But he's a good pocket passer. Apparently not quite as good as Mariota. Different story. But if you can make him scramble around, and make him think on his feet. It's not something he's mastered yet. It's a good way to pick up interceptions. I just don't think that he's quite got his game to the level where scrambling around and throwing off of crazy angles and his back foot and these kind of things are actually going to benefit Winston's game. So far we have air it out. Number two, we have force Winston to scramble. Third thing, Myers, this one's just for you. Don't miss field goals. I'm not going to say it's not that hard because I don't know if I could kick field goals, but you can't miss them. That's your job. Your job's not to block on a kickoff. Your job's not to throw the ball. It's not to catch the ball. It's not to run the ball. It's not to punt the ball. It's not to hand out Gatorade, although if you keep missing them, that may be your next career choice. But you're young. You're a rookie. I understand it. Once again, it's not easy. I know people that are kickers that have played in this league that are kickers. It's not easy. But at the same time, you cannot miss a chance to put away somebody like the Colts. Don't miss them against the Buccaneers. One, I'm not very fond of that cannon down there, and I don't want the defense or the offense to score down there. I don't want to hear that dang cannon go off. So let's add that as number four, or number 3.1 or something like that. We want to air it out. We want to force Winston to scramble, and we don't want to miss field goals. And number four, I don't want to hear that friggin' cannon. I swear, if I'm watching the broadcast and I hear that cannon, I don't know what's going to happen. Nothing destructive or anything like that, but looks like I actually have a caller, so let me take my caller. You're on Jaguar Zone. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, guys, it's Jerry's in the house here from Jersey. Talking about one of your Jaguar guys I'm thinking about picking up. I'm 4-0.
Okay.
In a PPR league, Alan Hearns. Here's what I got. Uh-huh. I usually go with Amari Cooper, but the problem is I got Devontae Adams hurt. I do have Benjamin on the bench, and I have Bolden. And Bolden just isn't really doing it because I have Foster. You know, I have Le'Veon Bell. I have Deion Lewis. I have Hill, who finally went off. I got Brady. I got Graham. So I have a nice team. But,
right.
Again, I got guys. We have a flex that can be either a receiver or a running back. What's your feeling on Alan Hearns versus, Bolden or probably Benjamin? I guess I got to hold on to Devontae Adams in that wild offense. I guess he could be at some value with Rodgers down the road. So I guess my weaker ones could be either Benjamin in that retarded Cleveland offense, but he does get targets sometimes. But Bolden with Kaepernick, man, he don't look too good there. Kaepernick looks like a deer in headlights. So,
San Francisco has a lot of issues, and I've ran into the same thing with Devontae Adams. I've actually dropped him in a couple leagues just because he's injured, and everybody thought he would be the number one or number two target with all the injuries there, but they signed James Jones,
too,
and Devontae Adams is almost finished.
I didn't see what happened with him playing like he was yet. Well, when they picked up James Jones, his value went downhill. He's been hurt the last 2 weeks. I guess he only played a little bit 2 weeks ago and didn't play this past week, so I have them all on my bench, so I figure, Cooper's been a stud. We're trying to find a halfway decent guy that, can maybe get some catches, 100 yards, if he mixes a touchdown in, so be it. And your Jacksonville guys being, down there in Florida, is Hearns the guy probably over, grab him over Bolden? Because after that, the only other good one would be Hackerson. I'm like probably 11th out of 12 on the list, so. That's why I was wanting input on your Jacksonville
guy. Okay.
What do you think about?
Yeah, I would definitely, especially right now, typically I would say take Allen Robinson over Hearns, but because they're double-teaming Robinson, it's leaving Hearns open, and he is actually a little bit faster. Robinson is more of a route runner. And I would definitely take Hearns over Bolden, and by far we actually cover the Falcons later in the week too. So I would take him over Hankerson too, who is going to get smaller part of the offense because they're going to start throwing to Roddy White more.
Yeah, that's how I was wondering because in my standard league, I had Roddy White and I dropped him, man. Like he gave me 8.4 points the first week, but the guy never saw a pass in the next three games. So he just was like day out there. And I thought maybe Hackerson might be the trailing guard, but Shanahan, everywhere he's been a coordinator, it's always the number one receiver is the one that gets all the workload, and he hasn't changed. You know what I mean? And Julio's going to get hurt. I'm telling you now. I'm on the record. He's going to get hurt. He was banged up after the Eagles game, and they're going to beat on him, and he's going to get hurt. He's going to miss time. But you can't have a guy keep scoring that much and taking those hits. He's not, you know what I mean? He's going to get hurt. So,
yeah, it's just going to be like Calvin Johnson in Detroit. He's going to get banged up so much that he's not really relevant a lot of times.
Yeah, and he's got that bad ankle, you know, with the metal plate in there or whatever it was, a foot or something. So he has some issues there. So, all right, I'll put in for him tomorrow then. That's what I wanted to do. I'll see if I can get him. But Turns, because Robinson's
I would take Turns for the same thing I just said, that not only is he a better speedier deep threat, but Bortles seems to like throwing to him, especially when Robinson is double teamed because he's the number one target.
I'll definitely put in for him. And even in the standard league, he'd be okay probably too, right?
Yeah, probably so.
And that winner. All right, I'll put him in that winner. Hey, appreciate your help. Thanks a lot, man. Take care. Have a good one.
Hey, no problem. What was your name again?
My name's Alan.
Alan from New Jersey, right?
From New Jersey, yes, sir.
All right, appreciate you calling in, and you're welcome to call in any other time. We're usually right here on Monday nights.
Appreciate it. Thank you for calling. Best of luck to you guys. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
See, just like I told you guys, are welcome to call in at any time. Fantasy questions, I would definitely take Hearns for exactly the reasons I just said. Allen Robinson is the number one target. He's a better route runner. Hearns is the deep threat. But when one guy gets double-teamed, you throw to the next guy. That's the strategy that a lot of people tried to use with Calvin Johnson in Detroit. If he's going to get double-teamed, Golden Tate should get the ball. But it didn't really work out that way. But, no, I definitely appreciate him calling in. And like I said, you guys are always welcome to call in, 347-826-7448. We're actually about to get out of here for the night. But, you know, like I said, I'm going to leave you with those. Remember the three keys: air it out, force Winston to scramble, and don't miss field goals. And, of course, 3.1, I don't want to hear that cannon. Don't want to hear it at all. I'm sure you guys are going to call in with cannon sounds now. I can probably hear the hooligans taping that as we speak. But that's going to do it for us here on Jaguar Zone. Appreciate you tuning in right here on Blog Talk Radio. We are presented, of course, by Impact Media. If you want to contact the show at the Impact 99, we'll find me on Twitter. If you want to find the show on Twitter, it is at Team Impact Media. Of course, we're on Facebook and right here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll see you guys next week. Go Jaguars.
By that much.